Yeah, two artists, or two bands, I should say, both on the Gypsy Soul record label. That was Samantha Martin and Delta Sugar with Love Is All Around from her latest record called The Reckless One. And before that, Bywater Call with their brand new CD called Remain. And the track is called Left Behind. Before that, another wonderful female singer and guitar player from Cincinnati. That is Erin Coburn with her title track from Out From Under, Cincinnati-based Erin Coburn. And we started off the set with Jersey Julie, who I got to see last week near Tune in Oberhofen. And she was doing the Sunhouse track, Grinning in Your Face. And, you know, we're going to plug right into to Fiona Boys, but first I got to tell you this.
WRFI, Watkins Glen, Ithaca.
And CJRO 107.7, Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. Last Thursday, I recorded an extended interview, with Fiona Boys. It was very late here in Bern, very early in the morning in New South Wales. And I got to meet Fiona wonderfully this summer at the Edmonton Blues Festival, one of the premier blues festivals in North America, maybe in the world, for that matter. The festival director is Cam Hayden, and he puts together a wonderful lineup every year. And I'm very pleased that that I was able to go back there after missing 2020, 2021, as the festivals dropped out due to the pandemic. Anyway, we're going to hear now a song from Fiona Boy's most recent CD. It's called Voodoo in the Shadows, and the track we're going to hear is called Party at Red's, and then we're going to go right into the interview, and Fiona will explain what that song is about. And I want to give a big shout-out as the Zeppelin is hovering on top of New South Wales. I want to give a shout out to all our listeners in Australia tonight. So here is the interview, the wonderful interview with Fiona Boys.
Something.
You know, it's a real thrill for me to introduce our next guest here on the Blue Zeppelin. Flying with me all the way from Bega in New South Wales, south of Sydney, Australia, is the wonderful blues and roots performer, Fiona Boyes. Good morning, Fiona.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Hey, it's a pleasure to speak to you again. We met in Edmonton this summer at the wonderful Edmonton Blues Festival, and you performed beautifully there, and I'm so thrilled to have you flying with me on the Blue Zeppelin.
It's a delight to be back with you.
Yeah, we opened up this interview with a track from your most recent record, Voodoo in the Shadows, a 2018 release on Blue Empress Records. And the track is called Party at Red's, and I know there's a story behind this.
It sure is. It is actually about a real juke joint. It's about Red's Lounge in Clarksdale, Mississippi, a really iconic juke joint. And, of course, it's run by proprietor Red Payden, who's been a juke runner forever. And he's really such a character. And I of course, had... I'm a Peter Fender when it comes to visiting Clarksdale, because it's such a place that is so rich in blues history, and you get a real sense of the music and the tradition there. So I'd been several times to Red's, and I ended up writing this song, and some of the lyrics are based on some of Red Payden's catchphrases. You know, he has, so that, you know, back by the river and fronted by the grave, which is true. The club is opposite a cemetery, and the Sunflower River runs out the back. So I had written this song, and I wanted very much to send it to Red's, because I wanted him to like the song and hear it before I recorded it. And that wasn't possible. But when on my next visit, I went straight to the club and said, I've written a song. So he made me get up immediately. he threw someone off the bandstand at the club and got me to play the song. And I was really relieved and thrilled that he loved the song. And I know that because he motioned me over after I played it and reached under his chair and got out his own jug of moonshine and offered me a taste.
Oh, that's a wonderful accolade, I suppose one could say. I wanted to ask you, you've been playing in the United States and Canada quite a bit. And was it the trip to Memphis in 2003 when you won the IBCs that really sort of kickstarted your world traveling?
Definitely. That really did change everything. And, you know, that was also my first trip to America. So I'd done that typical young Australian thing where I had gone backpacking, you know, early in my life, but I'd never been to America. And in the meantime, I became a musician, a blues musician, kind of a little bit later in my late 20s. And by the time I really wanted to go and do a blues pilgrimage, I was a musician by then, so I was broke. But my local blues society sponsored me and bought me a ticket to go to Memphis to represent them at the IBC. And so it was so magical, because there I was on Beale Street playing my own tunes and thinking, you know, this is the place where all my heroes would have played back in the day. So it was very exciting, and I really had no... I wasn't really thinking about the outcome of the competition. I was just thrilled to be there. So when I ended up winning, it opened a lot of doors for me. It really did. And that was the beginning of being able to you know, go back and build on that success and meet people and tour. And, yeah, it was an incredible experience.
I wanted to ask you, Fiona, you have not only a traditional blues sound, you also have a very rootsy blues sound. You incorporate the cigar box guitar quite a bit. How did you get involved into that end of the blues?
The cigar box is relatively recent, well, probably the last eight years or so. Before that, I didn't even really play slide much, but I'd seen cigar box instruments, and at the time I just thought, I'm a guitarist, what am I going to do with these things? Because, you know, the most traditional iteration of the cigar box is often, you know, three strings on a, you know, an unfrettable neck. And so it's a very different way of seeing things and very different way of playing. It's almost like the simplicity of the instruments is part of the joy of them, because as a guitarist, you'll find that there's certain phrases that will fall under your fingers, and every guitarist gets into certain habits. But with a cigar box, it's like all the rules get thrown away and you just have to start again from a very sort of elementary, wonderful elementary sort of place. But I would say that I've always been attracted to the roots end of the genre. You know, I started out as an acoustic country blues finger picker, very much, you know, influenced by people like Tommy Johnson and Reverend Gary Davis and Mississippi John Hurt, Tommy Johnson, those kind of players. And I'm still, you know, a finger picker on electric instruments as well. The first blues I ever heard was that very early stuff. And the roots of the music has always appealed to me the most.
Yeah, I was down in Melbourne in 2014, and I was really overwhelmed by the number of great blues artists that are in the Victoria area.
Well, I'm so glad that you had that great experience, because I am a Melbourne girl, you know, born and bred. And, you know, so coming up in that music scene, it's always been a great town for live music. And there's some great players.
Yeah, let's hear another track from Voodoo in the Shadows. This one's called Call Their Name. Whose name are we calling?
Well, I guess it's not unusual for blues musicians to write songs with lists of, you know, famous names. But this song is actually a tribute to people that I've met or played with or were mentors that had passed. And I just was thinking, you know, when I play, I feel those influences, and I wanted to respectfully acknowledge those people. The only person who is named in the song who I didn't get to meet was Memphis Minnie, of course. I was well out of time to see her. But the other people that I'm mentioning, people like Pinetop Perkins, Hubert Sumlin, in Australia, in Melbourne in particular, our own godfather of the blues is a guy called Dutch Tilders. These are players that, you know, I felt, you know, really that they were so important to my development as a player. And, you know, I love them and I miss them. And, and that idea that if you call someone's name, you know, they're not gone. The music lives on and their names live on. And I always think of blues as being a tradition. So, you know, it is when you're writing and playing music that comes out of a tradition, it's like the baton is passed to each generation. And I feel that, you know, I'd love to be considered part of that traditional thread, I guess.
I'm thinking about the people that are gone. there. James Gunn too. Tell me what we all gotta do. We gotta call the moon. We gotta call the moon. Well, I never saw Memphis Minnie, but I heard her records play. Chilling with Jesse and me. What is the soul of a woman? What is the soul of a man? Well, I'm keeping up, baby, just the best that I can. I'm gonna call.
With the wonderfully talented Fiona Boyes. She's joining me from New South Wales in Australia. And Fiona, in 2015, you put out another record called Box and Dice. And this title I found to be a mystery. Why don't you tell me, solve that mystery for me?
Well, it's quite literal. It actually is my nickname for my first ever cigar box. And it's a beautiful six-string cigar box. I found it on the wall of a hotel in a little old gold mining town in Victoria, Australia, called Yackandandah. And it was hanging on the wall. And I'd always been intrigued by cigar boxes, but I'd never felt sort of drawn to try and play one. But this one was a six-stringer. It looked a bit more like a regular guitar, but on a beautiful cigar box, a very pretty cigar box. And the volume and tone knobs on it are actually bright green plastic dice. And so I nicknamed it the Box and Dice. I got it off the wall of the hotel and played it, went and bought it. The next morning I tracked down the guy who built it. And bought it. And that was really the beginning of my cigar box journey. And I was still learning kind of how to drive it when And I was just about to go on tour in Germany. And I said to my European rhythm section, I said, now I've got this instrument and I'm not really quite sure what I'm doing on it yet, but I'm going to bring it on this tour and I'm going to play it at every gig. So just warning you. And it was a great tour. And, you know, everybody, it was very successful. I sold a lot of CDs, but almost everybody said, which album has got that cigar box guitar on it? And I went, okay, I have to go home to Australia and start writing a bunch of songs and make an album featuring the cigar box and doing that sort of stuff. So it was, that's exactly what I did.
Yeah, I picked a couple tracks off of this wonderful record. The first one is called Smokestack Lightning.
Well, this is actually interesting because, of course, I don't play this on the cigar box. I'm playing this on my trusty Master Sound electric guitar, but it is a signature tune from Howling Wolf. And I added this to my repertoire when I was toured with Hubert Sumlin, who was, of course, Wolf's longtime guitarist. And, you know, I'd come from a background of originally playing acoustic finger-picking blues, and then I'd expanded into electric guitar playing, and I'd played a lot of New Orleans and swing-style blues. I'd always felt that perhaps, as a woman particularly, that really muscular Chicago blues of Muddy Waters and Howling Wolf was, you know, I wondered whether I would have enough kind of oomph to really tackle that sort of material. But having this wonderful opportunity not only to meet Hubert, who is a complete hero of mine, not only meet him but play with him, I put together a band in Australia for him to play with my band, and I actually hired a great friend, also another mentor, an Australian guy called Chris Wilson, who is a big bear of a guy who played harmonica. And I thought, well, Chris could do the Howling Wolf songs. But at one of the sound checks, I sang a little bit of Smokestack Lightning, and Hubert stopped and he pointed at me and he said, you need to sing this song. And his encouragement just really pushed me to add that song to my repertoire, do my own version of it, which is, you know, a lot of people have commented that it's, you know, not really ever covered by women. And he was just not only a wonderful guitarist, but such a beautiful gentleman, such a lovely man. And, yes, incredibly encouraging. And that's how that song has ended up in my repertoire.
You know, it's funny you mentioned Chris Wilson. While I never met him, I am good friends with Michael Pollitt from Melbourne, Mr. Black and Blues, and he recorded a live album with Chris Wilson on a blues train outside of Melbourne.
Oh, yes, I know exactly where that is. Yes, I've played on the blues train too. It's a funky gig, and Chris was just, you know, again, an incredible mentor to a lot of people in the blues scene. Sadly, he passed a couple of years ago, and is an incredible loss to the blues scene here in Australia. He was a really fine player, a great guy, and a really interesting songwriter too. His wife and his two sons carry on the family tradition. They're all very fine musicians also, and they continue to perform.
Oh, that's wonderful. Let's hear Fiona Boy's interpretation now of Howlin' Wolf's Smokestack Lightning.